Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working at...
An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden, Truth Straight Up,
brought to you by happytrees.co and Denver Synergenics and Dr. Julie McCallan. Hey, coming up in a second, we're going to have David Horowitz on. He's a best-selling author, Front Page Magazine, that runs the David Horowitz Freedom Center. As soon as we get him on the phone, we'll bring him up. And he's got a new report out. Instead of calling...
Well, I just want to make one.
Oh, okay.
This is Party Friday. And and to have Party Friday, we've got to get for one of our Party Fridays the Finnish Prime Minister, this 36-year-old woman, very attractive, good-looking, and she knows how to party. Can tell you that. She loves to dance intimately. Lots of men sit on their laps and have a lot of fun. So,
on that, exactly. We'll get the Finnish Prime Minister. We don't... Finnish, I guess, is that what they speak? Isn't that terrible? I don't. Finland, some
yeah,
sort of Slavic kind.
No, it's not a Slavic. It's its own. Hungary and Finland have this unique language group that's different. It's not Slavic. It's Slavic. It's not Swedish. It's a very unique language. And the only two related, but they all speak English, so
right.
Not to worry.
You
won't know anybody who speaks Finnish.
Maybe we'll Zoom to one of, and it's night, so it'll be nighttime there. Hey, oh, okay. And to our producer here, David Horowitz, for some reason, was calling me on my cell phone. So that's probably why you got the answering machine. If you maybe want to give him a try again, because he just hung up. I can't answer him. Hello, David, we're trying to get you. So maybe give him a holler here again. Okay. She would be a lot of fun to have on the show. Want to talk about, though, people who are not fun, and that is the mainstream media, particularly MSNBC, former CIA guys, all these people who are, and we've been talking about this for a while, they are setting the stage to try to crack down and as they said, arrest, prosecute, censor, silence, purge.
With their own IRS, 87,000.
Right. Anybody who won't take the blue pill, anyone who won't go along. I mean, and make no mistake, they're ratcheting up all of that right now because they want to get it in time for the midterms.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, I mean, Facebook has kicked libs of TikTok off of Facebook.
All right.
YouTube,
all right.
Is censoring. They won't let Steven Crowder be on YouTube.
Really?
So yeah, that's where he's kicked off.
Not just
week.
Us, huh?
No, not just us. So the censorship is about to begin. But we do have with us now best-selling author of the book "I Can't Breathe," David Horowitz with the Horowitz Freedom Center. Hey, sir, thank you once again for.
Thanks,
your time.
David. Great to have you back.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes. So you've got a new report out, I understand, where you're calling it not the IRS, the Internal Radical Service, where they've funneled tons of our money to essentially progressive advocacy groups, right?
Yeah, criminal groups. For example, I bet your listeners would be surprised to know that Black Lives Matter, which is responsible for a summer of riots that took dozens of lives and eventually led to a crime wave thanks to the Defund the Police movement, which killed an extra 5,000 people by homicide. That Black Lives Matter, which is run by Marxist crooks who appropriated the money donated that people thought they were donating to poor blacks to buy themselves mansions.
Right.
In California. That good
the
case.
IRS regards this as a charity. For the $100 million that was donated to Black Lives Matter is all tax exempt.
Oh, really?
What they're doing is they use, so everybody listening to your show is a contributor to probably the Black Lives Matter through the IRS. I've done a little booklet on this. Julie's right. It's called the Internal Radical Service. And your listeners can get a copy by going to frontpagemagazine.com or frontpagemag.com and pick up a copy. And when you've read it, send it to your congressman.
Yeah.
The Republican Party is entirely asleep on these issues. There's hundreds of billions of dollars flowing into very radical 501c3s that are not charities by any stretch of the imagination. If you wondered about all those NGOs when these illegals, which include the sex traffickers, drug traffickers, criminals, terrorists, how they get coached so they understand that they're not going to be prosecuted once they step foot into the country and disappear, and then provide them with buses and transportation. Those are all charities because of the IRS's corruption. Mark Zuckerberg spent $400 million in tax-exempt funds, that's contributed by everybody, to try to rig the 2020 election.
Did a good job.
He did a very good job and probably is responsible for swinging the election.
Yeah,
I guess so. There's a chapter of this book that I've written, Internal Radical Service, which describes exactly how that was done. So like in Pennsylvania, there are these drop boxes. This is one of the ways that people cheat.
Right.
Because the drop boxes aren't monitored. Well, you can stuff ballots in and so forth. In Pennsylvania, in the rural, and this is because Mark Zuckerberg's charities place the drop boxes. And in the rural areas, well, let me start with the urban areas, which are heavily Democratic. There's a drop box every 4 square miles. In the rural areas, which are Republican, there's a drop box every 1,000 square miles.
That's, I mean, it's so
that's
funny.
How that was.
Yeah, well, exactly. And so then though, but he gets to claim he's a billionaire, right? And so he gets to have this organization set up to, as you say, rig the election, and that's all tax deductible then. So
people always have the wrong conversation about the rigging of the 2020 election. That is, whether it was actually rigged or not, or whether it was successfully rigged. Nobody knows the answer because the Democrats blocked all of the audits.
Exactly.
And of course, why would you block the audits unless you were trying to rig the election? But what you have to look at is, did they try to rig the election? And after the 2000 election, where there was a hanging chance where Bush and Gore were within a few votes of each other, and the election was eventually decided by the Supreme Court. Jimmy Carter and James Baker, a Republican and a Democrat, formed an election commission to try to prevent future fraud. Every recommendation they made, like the number one reform was not to have unsolicited paper ballots.
Right.
But the Democrats managed to get whatever it was, 60 or 70 million of them. And then, well, I could just go on and on, but
exactly.
Where are the Republicans?
They're part of it. They're, you know, the Bush, Cheney, McCain, all the rest of them.
I think there's a lot of stupidity. I think there's a lot of not wanting to embarrass your enemies.
Right.
Republicans are too civilized to recognize that there's a party that hates them and will bury them.
Right. Yeah,
well, you're absolutely right. We're going to talk about that later, how they're stoking up to declare war on Republicans and conservatives.
I mean, they call this we're the equivalent. We're worse. The former CIA director said that Republicans are worse than ISIS, Al-Qaeda, any extremist terror group that he had to deal with. I mean, that's just to me, that's no accident that they're kind of stoking up that kind of rhetoric. What do you make of it?
I think we're in the early stages, not so early, actually, of a police state.
Yes.
The Biden regime is a fascist regime.
Yes.
You have this cop, hopefully it was an ex-cop, who was inside the Capitol on January 6th. Anybody who's watched the films, which you can see on Newsmax mainly, of Capitol police officers inviting protesters in, know that this was a pretty innocent patriotic protest is what it was. This cop was carrying a stick. That's all. He didn't use the stick. He just had it. He got 7 years in jail.
Yeah.
And he's probably been in jail for 2 years in solitary confinement with a lot of other people. This is fascism. This isn't America.
Right. And then they don't care. I mean, you know, you get some people like yourself talking about it, some other people, you know, Margo Cleveland, Molly Hemingway talking about it at a national level. But
no Mitch McConnell.
Yeah,
no.
You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene talks about it sometimes. But you're right, Mitch McConnell doesn't ever turn
around
and
say, there's hundreds of Republicans in the government that could be saying something.
Yes.
Including the leaders of the party, but they don't.
We're talking about David Horowitz.
I don't want to make this a whine about Republicans fest. I want people to go out and do something. Hold your representatives' feet to the fire.
That's right.
Climate change. We just voted. What did they vote? Maybe $800 billion. I can't even keep track of the amount of money that they're squandering on the climate crisis. Is climate a big issue for people?
Nope.
No. It's way down the list. It's like at the bottom. It's at the bottom of the voter concerns. So how does it become the central agenda of the Democrat Party?
Yeah.
Well,
because it's a wonderful way to funnel all the money to the
thousand environmental advocacy groups, all of them paid for by taxpayers.
Yeah.
Right, which the IRS, as you said, will now, and the IRS will now give them all tax exempt status. Well, what do you think of the new 87,000 IRS agents?
Here to help us.
Here to help us.
With our taxes.
It's a Gestapo. What do you think it is? The IRS is so dangerous anyway. All I have to do, and I would guess almost every conservative tax-exempt entity has suffered from this. All I have to do is make an inquiry to say, we find this suspicious, so we're going to make an inquiry. And that 501c3 has to hire very expensive tax lawyers, like $500 an hour. To defend themselves. I mean, this is a burden put upon the conservative voice.
Yes.
Why do they have guns?
Yeah.
You might ask.
Right. Well, then, did you see the training video that has been released now? So they're showing the IRS agents with guns, and the scenario isn't like a billionaire with a private plane. It's a landscape company that they're going after for not inaccurately reporting the number of trucks or something that they had, right?
If it's a billionaire, he probably has an island that he can retreat to.
Yeah.
His money is probably in a Swiss bank account anyway.
Well, let me ask you this, because we talk about this all the time on our show, and we're talking here with David Horowitz, bestselling author, I Can't Breathe. Is it too late? As you said, it's not the early stages anymore, or is there time?
I think our condition is dire. How is it then? Look, Joe Biden is an arch criminal. He's got he's the head of a crime family. Everybody knows it. How did he destroy the southern border? Was that legal? No. Was it constitutional? No. And they know that they're criminals. That's why they fly these illegals into the heart of the country in the middle of the night so nobody will notice. Because they know it's wrong. They can get away with it, so they do it. Why don't Republicans use the C word, criminal?
Yeah. What do you think this new batch, there's sort of a new batch of people, like the primary season, you know, we've got who are more, I would guess I would say less establishment. Do you have hope that they might be able to make a difference or not?
Oh, it's a question of spine.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be willing to take the heat and to fight. And, you know, I think that's, you know, if you ask yourself, people will say, oh, Trump he's got too much baggage. He's too damaged. I think that sensible people look at Trump and say, this guy has guts.
Yeah.
Who could withstand the kind of attacks that he has? Who else could you trust to withstand him? You think, you know, like I really like DeSantis, but he's untested. We don't know what will happen. They're trying to destroy Trump, his whole family, for crying out to you, raiding his house, using the IRS. Now, let's not forget who the IRS is. They're the people, when the FBI and the police couldn't put Al Capone in jail.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah. Good point. No, you know, I come down on that too. I agree with you. I like DeSantis, but the people who say, well, Trump has too much baggage, I think he's the only one, I agree with you, who has proven that he will stand up to them and not cave in. And we need
that. They've already said that DeSantis is worse than Trump, the Democrats.
Yeah.
They're criminals. These are gangsters.
Right.
If they got rid of Trump.
Don't put leg irons on Peter Navarro.
Right. it is incredible. And it is incredible how little Republican, whether it's the head of the Republican Party in the nation, they're just silent. I mean,
they don't use words like fascist to describe fascists.
Right.
Well, and the IRS is scary because, you know, as you said, so they're helping funnel tax dollars into these progressive groups. I mean, and I imagine to stop them, that would be almost impossible. They can target an individual or people who they don't like. And, you know, you don't get a defense attorney. You have to hire an accountant. I mean, they can, and we've seen, you know, over and over again, stories of this, where they just destroy people's lives. And it's extremely hard to fight back against them. And I mean, that's what worries me, especially about these 87,000 additional agents. We don't
87,000.
I mean,
That's why it's important to raise the alarm bells now.
That's right.
It's important to get Republicans to demand hearings on the IRS of why they're violating their own rules to fund groups that are supporting terrorists. I think it's just crazy. Right.
But once they have hearings, if they don't control the Justice Department, they'll ignore
it. We have a terrorist caucus in the House. I like to call them the Hitler caucus, led by Ilhan Omar and AOC.
Yeah, right.
These are terrible, terrible people. They're in bed with, they do fundraisers for terrorist organizations like Hamas,
right?
CARE, the Muslim Brotherhood. That's what they're about. And they're racist. I don't get it. You know, my background, I was raised by communists and left the left in the 70s. And I'm shocked at the way, Republicans let themselves be called racist, sexist, white supremacists, insurrectionists, traitors, and that they'll call the people who are calling them those names liberals.
Yeah.
Progressive. They're progressive.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, David,
they have all the words. They're very good at that.
They are.
Very good at political warfare.
We have to let you go, but we want to thank you for your time. And again, recommend your book. I'm sure your book is available on Amazon all over, right? I Can't Breathe, as well as...
Books are all over Amazon. Yeah.
That's great. Well, it's great to hear from you again, David.
Thank you very much.
Love having you on.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. There you go. David Horowitz there. That is, you know, I never thought of it that way when he pointed that out. But when they allow these progressive organizations that are clearly not charities to be charities, I mean, that's hundreds of billions of dollars that could be collected.
Every part of the bureaucracy is there to funnel money to leftists.
Right.
On the Republican side, all the money is to go to military contractors. And that's the deal you get for every... budget deal. The tons of money poured to Democrats, and the Republicans get only military contractors get money.
Right.
They never fund their own parties. They never fund their own groups, and so and it's got to stop. Or well, they'll get we'll get destroyed, which is of course what's happening.
What's the plan? And this is from Dr. Donna. What can be done at the state, local government regarding this? I don't think anything really. I don't think they. I mean, I guess you could. I don't think you could. I mean, the state, Department of Revenue can't supersede.
They're just
IRS.
As bad.
Well, yeah, they're all progressives.
They're
too.
Worse.
Well, and this from iPhone Jim, if you don't want to agree with them, the IRS is threatening to open a full or prayer year return. Yeah. I mean, I think that's the plan. I mean, we've seen this, you know, again, when they arrest people like they did with all the January 6th people, they keep them in jail without hearings, but they at least get an attorney if they can't afford one, right?
Sort of, kind of.
But the IRS, I mean, they can just make your life and they can just make the little person's life miserable.
Well, but I don't understand why more people aren't outraged by 87. That's bigger than the Israeli army. 87,000. I mean, 87,000.
Stadiums, you know?
I mean, think
of everybody at Mile High Stadium, whatever we're calling it these days, plus another, I think, 10,000 sitting there ready to just start going through. And again, that training video, somebody was tweeting it. It was extremely interesting. They weren't saying, okay, we've got our guns here in case we have to go after the billionaires who are avoiding taxes by keeping their money on a, you know, on an island somewhere. They're talking about going after a landscaping company that they don't think reported the exact number of trucks that they had. I'm like, well, there you go. So there's some guy who's really beating the system, right? It's like, give me a break. But that's what they're training them on.
It's disgraceful. And it's disgraceful that if you look at the polls, and you hope they're wrong, but you know, the Joe Biden's greatly coming back. Most of the senatorial contests are in the favor, the important ones are in favor of the Democrats. We're happy to watch our country be destroyed. It's amazing to me.
Well, you know, and they were calling out, Molly Hemingway had a good story, and now we're going to switch into the other part. And everybody, feel free to comment on chat, in the chat.
Or call. Give us a call. We're happy to talk to you.
Yeah, 888-627-6008.
Or pop up.
Or you just go ahead and unmute yourself and pop up. Turn your camera on, too, if you feel like it. It's Party Friday. Oh, I have a tease here. We've got a Party Friday video at the end that you're going to want to see.
Good.
Some surveillance video from the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. But one of the things they're doing too is, and all of this is setting the stage, there is an increasing talk about how dangerous and they're not by they're calling us white nationalists anymore, because that didn't really work very
Christian
well.
Nationalists.
The Christian nationalists, they're not even saying,
because you know that's even worse.
Now
than,
they're just
than
calling
white.
Us extremists. They're just have gone straight to extremists. You don't hear nationalists very much anymore. It's all
well,
extremists.
You do sometimes.
Yeah, but mostly it's extremists. Most of them are just extremists now. And they're setting the stage to be able to crack down. They're going to censor us all coming into the midterms, and particularly 2024. Facebook has hired a whole slew of people to monitor fact-checking things and political. I mean, they're going to say it's hate speech. They're going to say it's extreme speech. And what's that even mean? And then they're going to use it to target you. They're going to use it to, as they've done to Mike Lindell, cut down your whatever PayPal, Venmo accounts. I mean, it's scary, I think. And you may say, oh, Julie, you're crazy.
No, you're not crazy.
So let me just play a couple of sound bites to show I'm not crazy. This
then we'll show you some where she is crazy.
Right, crazy. This is a British I use the term journalist loosely. I don't think this person is in any way, shape, or form a journalist.
Well, he writes for the Financial Times. He has a lot of books out. No, this is not an obscure figure.
Right, yeah. This isn't exactly. This is sort of a mainstream figure who is being agreed with by a former CIA director. And they talked about
Michael Hayden.
Yeah, they talked about, no relation. They talked about Helen Hill. So
you know,
if we could please play the General Hayden soundbite.
Michael Hayden, the former director of the CIA, had an interesting observation that he shared with the world on Twitter. Wanted to put this up on screen. So he's reacting to a journalist who tweeted, "I've covered extremism and violent ideologies around the world over my career, have never come across a political force more nihilistic, dangerous, and contemptible than today's Republicans. Nothing close." And then Hayden, the former CIA director, retweeted it with, "I agree. I was the CIA director." That's a really, really irresponsible and disturbing thing to say, that like today's Republicans are more extreme and dangerous than ISIS or Al-Qaeda or, actual like terrorist organizations or the people he's supposedly keeping us safe from, and will make people think, oh, if that's your ideology, that Republicans, that domestic Republicans are the true threat, well, then who is the deep state spying on? Who is the CIA, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security? Where are they placing their resources? If you're saying that in your view, the major threat that we face is from the half the country that votes for Donald Trump, is that who you're looking at? Is that who you're surveilling rather than, again, ISIS, et cetera?
See, and I think that's an important point. Two important points I noticed in that. He didn't say the Republican Party, right? They were very, very specifically said Republicans.
Yeah, and there's no, as David Horowitz just pointed out, there is no meek, mild, spineless group in America
than the Republican Party.
And it's
my GOP.
My GOP.
Colorado
GOP. there's no more, that's, you know, it's his duty as the head of the CIA to destroy those forces that want to harm our country and anneal us. And I mean, it's just, and if that's what they think, and that's clearly what they think, that's why Comey could go out and say, okay, send some agents over because they're inexperienced over at the new administration, and anything he says, we'll call it a lie and
right,
try to prosecute him. I mean, it's
alarming because they're talking about Republicans. So they're talking about people, right? And as he said, half the country, really, when you look at people who voted Republican. And then the other thing, the reporter there, the announcer, made a good point. They're also going to use this to justify tracking us, surveying us, and going after us.
Well, Michael Hayden was famous in 2002 of getting before Congress and saying, no, there was no tracking of U.S. citizens' communications, which we know is a total lie.
Right.
And he got away with it. And it wasn't until Snowden that it got proven that he was in fact lying. But that's how extreme these people are.
Yeah, the real extremists are them who are saying, I mean, there is no live and let live. There is no agree to disagree there. There's like, if you won't take the blue pill, all you stupid red pill people, you are an extremist. You are a main threat to our country. And we are going to, I mean, look what the FBI, when they, unfortunately it leaked, but when they were keeping track of and they were surveilling parents, right? The teachers union was like, hey, you know, we're going to get these parents. We're going to call them dangerous. And they coordinated with that. And they were indeed tracking them. And you got to wonder how many parents were silenced by that. You had some brave ones who stood up, but look at, again, the people, at the January 6th people sentenced to 6 years in prison. Now, Hunter Biden, again, nothing happens to them. If you're a murderer, if you're a rapist, if you're an illegal alien sex offender, and you're arrested for committing another sex offense, you're set free on bond. But if you are an extremist, like Tina Peters, Charlene, or so Dr. Donna was saying that the Mike Lindell summit was going on and Tina Peters didn't make it. Well, she didn't make it because the judge refused to give her permission to leave the state. Like somehow Tina Peters, but that's what they're going to do, right? They're going to say, nope, you're an extremist. You're a danger. You're the main danger facing our country. And
they'll say they're violent because they intend to make us violent. They intend to crack down so hard that people will revolt. And that's why they're going through the U.S. military and expunging extremists, which they mean anybody who doesn't go along with the blue pill ideology.
It's very scary because I think we are, as David Horowitz said, I think in dire straits.
Yes.
And they're not going to back off. And they're using, like, and we're going to play another soundbite. They take a couple of nut jobs, right, who go after the FBI, and they're like using that as proof
right.
that we're all violent, right?
Or that they're under huge attack.
Right. If you're a Muslim guy and you go after Rushdie, they don't even want to really talk about that.
Religion.
Yeah, exactly. But if you're just a nut job who does anything they don't like, and this is from Charlene, yes, they are pushing for civil war. Charlene, I'm going to play you a soundbite right now that's going to alarm you. They're not just pushing for civil war, they have declared war. If we could please play the MSNBC soundbite. This is on MSNBC.
Try to mobilize to violent action. Like the person did last week in Cincinnati, or someone tried earlier this week in Pittsburgh and he was arrested, there are consequences for those actions. You could be arrested for making threats, and you clearly will be arrested if you try to attack FBI personnel or like in the case of the Cincinnati person, attack an FBI field office. So this is not a consequence-free thing that people are engaged in, and if they're willing to go to the extreme levels, there will be consequences for that action.
You're saying, Tone, we have to deal with the rhetoric. And, you know, I agree with you, but it's not really rhetoric we can deal with. I mean, you have millions of people tuning into a propaganda network every night. And then, as if that were not bad enough, that's an extremist network itself. You have these fringe pop-up outlets, you know, from OWN to Newsmax. Then you have the social media.
Chuck and Julie show.
That train has left the station. There is no let's deal with the rhetoric. At this point, I do think we have to have serious conversations around preparing for actual violence. People keep saying a civil war is coming. I would say a civil war is here. And I don't mean to be hyperbolic. We can look at what has happened just in the past week alone. Since all this has happened, we've had two people try to declare war with FBI field offices. I don't think
they declared war on the FBI. No, you had a couple of nut jobs go ahead and attack, you know, try to attack the FBI. It's not Republicans declaring war on the FBI. I mean, in response to the FBI raid, again, we've talked about that raid.
As Jacob popped up, is that
Jacob? Do you want to say something?
Can you hear me?
You can.
We can.
Yeah, good job.
Okay. I want to ask you something. You know, Jenna Griswold, if she allowed all these ballots to go to people that were not eligible to vote, right?
Right.
And she spent state.
We lost you.
Are you there?
They got him.
They got him.
They got Jacob.
That's right.
They got him.
Michael Hayden. Are you there, Jacob? Well, I think what he might have been asking, come back if you want to, Jacob. I think what you might have been asking is if Jenna Griswold allowed that to happen and she spent state money to do that, is that wrong? Can she be held accountable? I'm guessing.
She won't be held accountable. Should she? Sure. But the state attorney general will not. He's a radical himself. And
right.
And we live in a lawless society in a lot of ways. And we are the ones that they intend to crush.
Right. And this from Charlene. They're having to move fast because they're desperate. Provocateurs posing so they can blame things on Christians. Well, then they are provocateurs. You know, we've looked at, is it?
Ray Epps.
Well, was it Margot Cleveland or Molly Hemingway? Molly Hemingway following the trial in the Whitmer case where they talk about all of the agents. I mean, everybody was an agent in that. I mean, the FBI.
And that trial is going on right now.
No one
in Michigan.
Is covering it. Yeah.
No one is covering it.
No.
No one.
This is.
I mean, it started August 10th. And I tried to get some information. I went online and said, okay, you know, what's going on in the trial? You know, Detroit Free Press had one story on the opening statements, and there's been nothing since then. I don't know what's today.
The 19th.
Yeah, so it's been gone 9 days.
Right, and this is from Dr. Donna. The FBI, IRS, Antifa, BLM are the modern brown shirts, better than useful idiots, and we may remember what happened to them when their purpose was over. The SS came. Well, you know, I'm not some of these organizations. It's all like with the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa people, at least I know locally, a lot of them intermingle with each other and they're paid, right?
Yeah.
And they won't, when they go from this cause to that cause to whatever, you know, charity organization they're working with, whatever they need. So
I think we got Jacob on line two. So
okay. Oh, hey, Jacob.
I'm sorry.
No
I'm sorry about that. Basically, what I'm asking is if Jenna Griswold allows ballots to go out to people that are ineligible, what, I mean, she had to spend the money on the ballot and the postage and every, and the labor. Isn't that abuse of state money?
Oh, well, she's great at that. How about her advertisements Wayne Williams, which was federal money that was supposed to go to, I forget what, you know, to help people vote or something. Instead, she uses it for a campaign ad for
dollars.
Yeah, for herself and for Wayne Williams, who's running for mayor of Colorado Springs.
And you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Jacob. You know, somebody should hold her accountable. And I think.
But where's the attorney general?
Yeah.
Where's the attorney general?
Yeah, well, he's as bad as she is.
I mean, there's a reason George Soros wants all of these people to, you know, mm-hmm. who are beholden to him to be in charge. You know, and I say Mike O'Donnell, who was the Secretary of State candidate, still puts out interesting tweets. If you don't follow him on Twitter, it's Mike O'Donnell. He keeps posing pictures of houses that had like a million, not a million, but like 10 adults, like all over the age of 65 living in them where ballots are sent. I mean, the ballot rolls, and it all goes through that ERIC system, which is another Soros funded thing. Nobody purges them ever too. And that's a mistake, right? And there's a reason that they all go to one house, right? And he found there was like 140 ballots, 144 ballots going to like a house in Fort Lupton or something like that. I mean, obviously there's something in a house, not an apartment building. And you're right. That's should be election fraud, right? But instead, Jenna Griswold goes after Tina Peters for simply wanting to have somebody watch.
It's not election fraud. It's abuse of state money. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's all, you know, they're going to destroy all the ballots at some point this month. And then there's not going to be a way to do an audit.
But Wayne Williams wants to assure you that we've got the gold standard along with Ken Buck, along with who knows what other prominent Republicans.
I agree with you, Jacob. Hey, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
All right, be well. Have a good weekend.
You too. Take care. This is how about some of the assistant attorney general standing up and fighting back? I don't think you can. I mean, you have to have the attorney general has to sign off on that. Well, I want to now switch gears a little bit again. Tucker Carlson, once again, I agree in part and disagree in part with him in terms of what the Republicans should be running on. And he had a great monologue. Many of his monologues are great, but
all of his monologues are great
these days. I mean, you can see why MSNBC calls it without saying it a propaganda network, an extremist,
right?
Like I said, see, nobody's a white nationalist anymore. We're all extremists because that's just so much vaguer. Mm-hmm. And it sounds a little bit weirder or a little bit worse too.
Yeah,
white nationalist, you're not sure. Is that good? Is that bad? But extremist, you know, extremist is bad. Exactly. So they're going after them. If we could please play the Tucker Carlson soundbite. This is Tucker talking about the issues he thinks Republican candidates should be focusing on.
But if you actually wanted to win, what would you do? Well, here's an idea, just kind of out of nowhere, just spitballing here. How about you run on issues that voters care about? That might work even for a mediocre candidate. So let's say, again, just for the sake of argument, that you ran a campaign on illegal immigration and crime. Now, these are two issues that didn't just arise out of nowhere. They're the product of policies the Democratic Party put in. They were intentional outcomes. We have millions of people coming in illegally, and we have a lot more murders than we had 2 years ago. These two issues, immigration and crime, don't simply annoy voters, though they very much do. These two issues threaten the existence of our society. So maybe you should run on them. That seems reasonable, but that's not what they're doing. Oh, no.
No, and he played an Oz thing.
Well, I wish you'd had that because it's so wimpy. It's so
Oz shopping for vegetables thing or
well, this costs twice as much. I mean, it's just so milquetoasty.
The Frito aisle and the Starbucks coffee.
Well, can we please, as a family, buy Mike Lindell's coffee things and not be paying money to Starbucks?
Okay. Well, I looked into them and they're actually fairly pricey.
I don't care.
All right. All right. That's a whole different aside.
No, it's not. Buy Mike Lindell stuff.
We'll buy Mike Lindell stuff.
But not Starbucks crap.
I disagree with Tucker. And you guys weigh in if you want. And again, if you want to call or unmute yourself, 888-627-6008. I think that inflation is something that hits people. I think that you need to hit all three. And that was stemming from Mitch McConnell saying that people just need to be like mediocre and milquetoast. And he was like, no, they need to be calling out. And I think they do. And I will say a lot of the candidates, I think, have been hitting on some of those issues, but they're not hitting hard enough, right? You'll see, you know, Joe O'Day, Eric Odlin doing, I mean, they're kind of milked. I'll give Heidi Gnall, I think, is doing some hard hitting.
Yeah, she's finally, she's given up and faced that the Republican establishment is not behind her, although they were her candidate. And just, you know, she's got my vote when she didn't originally have it, but she has it now.
Well, and I mean, what do you think? We were talking about this last night and you were saying, I absolutely agree with Tucker.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, you can do tough ones on inflation, you know, play the German bread lines in the 1920s. But just standing in a grocery store is nice Dr. Oz saying, this costs too much.
Right.
It's so pathetic.
Well, and then you look at, as he said, the stuff that's going on about immigration. Oh, and as an aside, though, like I pulled that the soundbite from the Tucker Carlson, so it was on Twitter, right? Mm-hmm. And all of the comments are from the progressive saying, oh, he's replacement theory, he's a racist, replacement theory. Mm-hmm. Okay, the video he played, and we didn't have time, but it's out there. Fox had it on the Tucker Carlson show, and you can find it. So they showed this fence, and this fence is going into a person's property, right? A farmer or a rancher's property, right? And there's hundreds of people standing on the other side, literally on the other side of the fence. And the farmer and the Texas police locked the gate, right? So the people couldn't get in. Now, clearly the people had been getting in because they were gathering right? So the farmer and the Texas police said, heck with this, because they all like traips across the guy's property, right? Not even mentioning the fact that they're coming in illegally. I mean, you try to do that, right? If you were to try to go to Mexico and just, or any country and just traipse across, but let me just finish this. And then, but what happened is, so they couldn't get in. So what happened is the border patrol
opened it up,
came in and they unlocked the gate and the people went. And I guess for some reason, I mean, I don't know that they couldn't do it. The police and the farmers.
Pam Anderson refused to go on the Colorado Springs show. Richard Randall has asked her many times, should make us all wonder why, because he'd asked tough questions. She was just on, I don't know, some conservative one. And you know, it's all just, you know, nicey nice and how great it was to have somebody who was dedicated to running good elections.
Yeah. And as Ash Epp said the other day, so you have, you know, the Soros funded Jenna Griswold or the Zuckerberg funded, you know, Pam Anderson. So but again, the immigration issue, and they're trying unsuccessfully, I think, to crack down on Tucker for talking about the replacement theory. But you got to wonder what is going on in our country when the Border Patrol, I mean, they're not even effectively manning or stopping people. You know, I mean, when there is a fence there, when they go and unlock the fence so the people can enter the country illegally trespassing, right? I mean, now what I don't know is, and maybe it's time to play hardball, you would think that the police could have arrested them. The Texas law enforcement officials could have then arrested them all for trespassing, right?
Yes, yes.
You know, I mean,
Abbott isn't anywhere near a tough enough governor. You know, he is no Ron DeSantis, sadly.
Right.
Sadly.
Well, but I mean, but I think though that issue, and then the crime issue too, you're seeing stories all over the place. And I talked about this before. I ran into a photographer I used to work with when I was at the TV station, and we were talking about things, and he was talking about how horrible it was to work there anymore. And he said that it is dangerous. He said they don't go to, because usually photographers work by themselves. They don't go. He said, something's happening downtown, don't go. He said, if something's happening at the state capitol, we don't go because it's simply too dangerous. Now, I mean, that's in Denver, right? And you see other places too. And the crime, I mean, and then they release the criminals and they wonder, well, why do we have more crime?
Well, you know, after talking to Bruce Baker, we had him on earlier in the week and so forth. You know, I've been now noticing all the homeless people that are in Westminster.
Right.
I mean, one came, I was going to some fast food thing and they were all camped out. I mean, it's amazing. And the city council, of course, being nice, weak Republicans, do nothing.
The road to compassion.
Road to compassion.
The road to compassion.
How
so.
Do we get, how do we get these idiots?
Well, we vote for them. And that's like David Horowitz.
Well,
said,
because our other choice is Democrats.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, you know, I think Tucker Carlson is right on those issues. And I do think, you know, the polls anymore, you see them. I don't know that I believe any of them. And I'll be even the ones that make Republicans look, you know, happy. I don't believe...
People always say that. And it's true. And they have their own bias to them and their own, you know, pushing it. But polls are the lifeblood of politics.
Yeah.
The lifeblood of politics. And so, you know, Trump has his own McLaughlin. And you've got to have them, and they tend to be right far more than they are wrong.
I think they're good for trends, but I think though.
Well, they're good for, I mean, you know, you hope that all these polls showing the U.S. Senate Republican candidates losing, and you can't just go, oh, that's bullshit. It's something's going on.
Well,
and it's disconcerting.
Well, and I would say it's disconcerting because I think that the some of the boring Senate candidates, nobody's excited for. Right.
Well, it's bullshit. They're not that. It's just like McConnell got up there and said quality candidates really matter. You kind of like who? Fetterman for the Democrats? That's the candidate you say is, you know, such a beautiful one. It's just, you know, there are good ones.
This is pretty funny. This is from Leo. Julie, yes, you have to worry about the Channel 9 security shooting you. That's right. That's right. And nothing happened to them either, did it?
Yeah, thank God. Thank God, RDA.
And not only that, but the company got its license back.
Well, sure.
So why would you want to do that? Yeah, this is from Charlene. Yeah, Leo, stay away from the hugs hired by Channel 9 security. Mm-hmm. Dr. Donna Loveland is creating a park for the homeless with porta potty services. Wonder how long it will take to destroy those. The bathrooms in Fort Collins on foundations were destroyed and had to be rebuilt. And then Charlene says, it's going to be interesting. Heidi didn't have the conservative vote in the primary, but she's counting on them in the general.
She's not counting on them. You can't, that's not enough to win.
Yeah, but, she needs that. Well, I don't think anyone's going to be polis. That's an aside. But hey, before we've got a few minutes here left, but I want to make sure we have time. I want to play something. This being Party Friday, we got some secret videotape I found on Twitter of the FBI trying to capture Donald Trump
at Mar-a-Lago.
So if we could please play.
It's very hush hush.
Very hush hush. If we could please play the FBI trying to catch Donald Trump, please. For those who are listening to this, we got a bunch of people with blindfolds squatting in an enclosure trying to catch a duck.
It's kind of a game, but it's hilarious.
A duck that's wandering around.
And they're running into each other and knocking each other over. The duck just keeps on. That's your FBI.
Your FBI. But that what's funny about that, I think, though, is that it's true. The FBI keeps doing all of this stuff. We've got the Russia hoax. We've got the impeachment. We've got this and this. And Donald Trump kind of just keeps wandering around. This is from Dr. Donna, like pin the tail on the donkey. Exactly. Yeah. Sanders. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Leo. That clip made Party Friday. I'm going to try to find him. Yeah, I mean, I try to just so you guys know I'm hard.
Yeah, you're working very hard for you to make it a party
to
atmosphere.
Make it a Party Friday. But that's why I let the guy, though. I gave credit to the guy whose Twitter feed it
well,
was
good.
On.
Well, good. Beautiful.
Yeah, that was actually pretty funny. But it is true in a way. And that's why there is something. I mean, on the one hand, that you got to worry because it is so threatening. But on the other hand, there is something just sort of Keystone Cop-ish about these cons. And, okay, we're going to raid Trump's thing. It's like, oh, good idea. You know, and they're like, why?
We'll do it low key and no one will even notice.
And then what we're going to do is leak. We're going to have everything sealed and we're going to leak the information out.
We can, that we can.
To the Washington Post and the New York Times. And then we'll say, oh, look at all these extremists are trying to declare war on the FBI. It's like, well, if anyone should have war declared on them, it could indeed be the FBI. They clearly for years have declared war on citizens, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the only person, this wasn't the FBI, shot and killed in the insurrection was a woman unarmed who was shot and killed by the police there, right?
Well, you really wonder whether it's going to have an effect, let's say on the Michigan trial, who know new jurors and so forth, and the FBI saying, you know, you can count on the FBI. You're going to get people kind of go, no, you can't.
This is Dr. Donna. Is it 5 o'clock yet? It's, I think everyone's talking about cocktail hour. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, Dr. Yeah. Donna. So, everyone, that will do it for us. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Want to thank the BBC people.
PBS.
No, that we're now carried by the BBC. No. The British Broadcasting. No, it's BBS.
The
I'm
BBS
sorry.
Radio
I'm so used to saying BBC. But they're great. They're great.
And everybody on Zoom, thank you very much. Remember, you can catch all our shows at chuckandjulie.com. Subscribe to us on Substack as well. And we will see you on Monday.
And we'll be back on Monday, raring to go.
There we go.